From Spark and Anvil and Improv Quest, this is Steep, in Chapter 1 of the Improv Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the little stage in the corner of the Improv Quest workshop, a wiry mountain goat named Steep took the smallest, silliest idea in the room and climbed it all the way to the sky. A kid had offered a tiny joke that Steep's imaginary neighbor was so quiet you couldn't hear him chew. Steep's ears pricked. He did not change the subject. He did not add a dragon or a spaceship. He climbed the same idea, one notch higher. "So quiet you can't hear him chew," Steep agreed, nodding. So quiet, in fact, that last winter he sneezed and nobody in the whole street woke up. The kids laughed. Steep went higher. Same path. So quiet that the town clock stopped once and everyone blamed him, because surely if a clock could stop that silently, it was learning from him. Higher still. So quiet that when he finally, once, said good morning, three birds fainted from the shock of a sound. The kids were helpless now, and it wasn't from a surprise. It was from the climb, the same small idea getting bigger and bigger up one clear slope. "That's heightening," said Steep, a little out of breath, the way he always was after a good climb. "You don't jump to a new hill. You find the next step up the same one." Steep had learned it, of course, on actual mountains. He was a goat, and he had grown up on the steep back pastures, where the only way anywhere was up the same slope, one sure foothold above the last. He'd watched younger goats panic on a climb and leap sideways to a whole new rock face and fall because they'd abandoned the path they understood for a stranger they didn't. The steady climbers, he saw, did the opposite. They stayed on one line and simply took the next foothold and the next, each one a little higher, all the way to the top. He remembered the first time he climbed a proper peak that way, not by any clever leap, just by taking the same honest slope one step higher than he dared before, and then one more. The view from the top had made his chest ache with a plain, earned happiness. It wasn't the surprise of arriving somewhere strange. It was the deep satisfaction of a single path followed all the way up. When he was older, Steep clattered into the Improv Quest workshop, where they had been hoping for someone who could build a laugh instead of just landing one. He taught the young players to climb an idea instead of scattering it. "When something funny happens in a scene," he said, "most people want to top it with something different, bigger, wilder, out of nowhere. Don't. Find the next step up the same path." He set a kid going. "Say your offer is, our teacher waters a plastic plant." "Good. Now, don't switch to aliens. Go up the same slope. What's the next bigger version of caring for a fake plant?"
"He talks to it?" the kid tried.
"Up," said Steep, delighted. "He talks to it. Higher. He takes it to the doctor. Higher. He lists it as his emergency contact. Higher. The plant gets a birthday party, and it's better attended than his own." The room climbed with them, laughing harder at each rung, because it was all the same idea, growing. "That's the whole of it," said Steep. "One pattern, one slope, each step a little bigger. The fun isn't in the surprise. It's in watching one true thing climb."
He still takes the back pastures straight up when he visits home, and still never leaps sideways when he can climb. The thing Steep hopes the young players carry is that you build something wonderful by staying with one good idea and daring it higher, not by abandoning it for the next shiny thing. A path followed all the way up is more satisfying and more surprising in the end than 100 sideways jumps. "Find the slope," he tells them, hoofs set. then take the next step up the same one. Higher, not sideways. Climb the idea you've already got. When the workshop empties, Steep looks up at the tall, dark windows as if they were a peak and feels the earned, breathless gladness he first felt topping a mountain as a young goat, that the best heights are reached not by leaping away, but by daring one honest path a little higher than before.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to STEEP. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.